Well, just leaving the house with Poppy. It's the sound of the combine harvesters taking up all the sweet corn in the fields around the house. And views appearing that we've forgotten about for the last 3 or 4 months. Beautiful views across the plain. I'm just taking Poppy to the woods and trying to relax because I'm a bag of nerves. I've just reflecting really. Thought I'd do a reflection boo on the past few years and now. And it goes pretty much in summary like this, which is in the June I had 8 years of IBS and suffered a mental breakdown after losing 4 pieces of litigation in the High Court. Had another mental breakdown in the Christmas after that. Spent a year with chronic depression, or longer than a year, but I had depression from before the breakdowns, but didn't really realise it. So spent 2 years really since the breakdowns, recovering, dealing with agoraphobia, dealing with a bipolar diagnosis, which has since been withdrawn, to be replaced by a whole list of, well, not buzzwords, but descriptive symptoms. followed by a move to the country in April this year. And at that point when I left London, I was recovering. I'd got over my agoraphobia, but had huge anxiety problems and still suffered from depression. Still do, obviously. I don't think it's something that's going to go away, the depression side of it. Or the manic symptoms that have since been described in other ways. I think it's just my personality and, I'm learning to live with that quite well. Poppy. Good girl. Just a car coming. And that takes me to life in the countryside, which is began in April this year. And I've seen a massive change in my mental health and, everything. Life's great. Started off just taking it easy, gardening, vegetable patching, getting my chickens set up, enjoying living a country life as opposed to the stresses of urban life. And now, after 4 months here, no, it's longer than 4 months now, when is it? We're in November. So it's almost 7 months, 6 months, 7 months. I am 4 months into the development of Love Fresh, an idea that I had 4 years ago when I got married, with two very good friends who've both put enormous faith in me. I haven't had any serious mental health problems since I've been here that I couldn't deal with. I'm still medicated to some extent, although that's reducing. Oh, wait there. Poppy! Sorry, Poppy's so friendly. She goes running over to people just to jump up and kiss them. But obviously they don't always think like that. Good girl. Good girl. Here you go. Get a snack for that. Oh, yes. Now stay with me. That's good. Poppy's been by my side the whole way through the last 2 years, and that's been an amazing thing. Sorry, crazy dog. Day, Poppy. Pardon?
A little bit of that energy.
I know, me too. Tell me about it. She's the same after 7 miles. life's great. I wobble, but then half of the wobbles all seem to be more of a fear that I'll slip back. not actually slipping back. Because one of the things about mental illness is a lot of the symptoms are just amplifications of normal human behaviour. Unhealthy amplifications, for sure, but nonetheless, when they arise, you do kind of take a step back and worry that something bad is going to happen to your brain. Because it's the first time going through a recovery of this sort of nature, I have no idea whether that's about to happen at any point, but all I can know is that it doesn't feel like it, and I don't feel... I feel better than I've felt for years, frankly. For years and years, I was in a very stressful job that I found very stressful anyway, negotiating. And, I'm past that now. It's not my life now. And I have so much passion for Love Fresh and the change it can bring if we successfully get the traction we need and manage to get our message out to enough producers and food lovers. I've high hopes for it. I think it's something I can remain passionate about for a long time and build. So my nerves today come from the meeting I have tomorrow, which is basically my first ever meeting with a potential investor. And obviously I'm anxious for it to go well. It's an early meeting, as in a preliminary, really. Get to know each other, have a chat, talk about Love Fresh, talk about us, talk about them. And hopefully I'll leave at the end of the meeting feeling like we're on the road, you know. The investor's profile's perfect for us. Really would make it be a good match from our point of view. It's a private investment rather than a venture capital company, which suits us completely because we have a long-term view for Love Fresh and not necessarily a 12-month exit strategy. Well, not necessarily, far from a 12-month exit strategy. We're not here for the short-term profit. We're here for change and for a business we can be proud of. And, with a bit of luck tomorrow, and I have to remain optimistic about every little opportunity that arises, tomorrow I'll be walking out of an office at evening time, feeling like we've made progress, feeling like we have some tools on the way to allow us to do Love Fresh, the idea, the application, and the website, justice. So very exciting. I'm at the forest now, or woods, as I keep being told it's called. I like to think of it as a forest. It appeals to the kind of hobbit in me. it's really a diary note for me, this, because I've made so many audio boos over the last 18 months. Many, many, many of them have been, when I listen back, when I've been feeling pretty fucked. At the beginning, I sort of do know how bad I was, but really that predates audio boo when I was very, very bad. And obviously by the time I was using audio boo, I could actually speak out and think clearly about how I was experiencing my mental health problems and my mental illness. It remains the only barrier in my head, the idea that I might encounter caution over the fact that I've got a history of mental illness now. I'm not going to be secretive about it. I don't think it should stop someone wanting to invest in Love Fresh. I think that whether they like it or not, it's part of my personality. I've always been fairly manic. I've always been very imaginative and my mind's always word. So if they want enthusiasm and they want drive, they'll get it in me. But if they want the most sane man on earth, they won't, you know. So I need to be a little bit honest about that. Not too honest. But On the other hand, you know, I am a very sane man these days. I'm level, I'm productive, interested, engaged. All of the things that define to me the level of engagement with reality that people need to progress. Sort of a difficult move to do this because I am feeling fine, but I do have to acknowledge my weaknesses that have been extremely manifest in the past recent years after the breakdown. On the other hand, I'd say I'm stronger now than before the breakdown, because before the breakdown I was pursuing something that I felt no love for, that gave me chronic stress, that paid me a decent salary, but as we've discovered since we've moved to the countryside, money accounts for about 0% of your happiness, despite the fact it has such possibilities to contribute to unhappiness if you don't have any and you're in a desperate position like such as that. But subject to a basic level of money, nothing extra on top of that seems to particularly derive happiness to the owner. Great place to be now. A business I believe in, that I'm passionately interested in, passionately involved in. A dream and an idea coming to life, and a great bunch of friends working with me as my partners on this. So things couldn't be better at all. But that doesn't stop me being nervous as hell about tomorrow. My strategy tomorrow is not to go in with lots and lots of monetization plans, because frankly, until a service like Love Fresh gets traction, you really don't want to be spending too much time on the monetization plans, because they could change so easily depending on how people use the service, depending on how useful people find the service. And we need to be ready to build the service based on user feedback and how they find it helps them connect with local food and how it connects producers to their communities. I think that's about all I've got to add to my diary today. A marked change from the beginning of my audio booing. Arguably the biggest challenge so far since recovery from my mental health issues, and in equal measure the most exciting opportunity so far. So we'll see. I haven't got unrealistic expectations. I realise it's a prelim meeting, but I will be able to sense from the meeting whether it's positive or negative, so very exciting. And that's it. Poppy's just running rings around me in this woods, so I think I'm going to keep an eye on her, play with her a bit more, and look for some mushrooms for tonight's dinner.